Simen Shin Chav, Siv Zayin. Litzchak Kevoshim. It's what a Kevoshim. Pirish. Paris, Amin Yerokash, Hamunachim, Bechaimitz, Ubimela, Kadeshal Yerkabu, things that you have preserved using vinegar or brine. So, or shlokas. Shlokas are things that you've cooked. So they, in the brining process or in the cooking process, they've absorbed liquid. So you want to squeeze out the liquid, that they shouldn't be so watery. Seim legufam, if your goal is to make the food better, shenatzarach l'mayim, he has no need for the water. Ela venosechta l'stakdam l'chil, just squeezing it out to make them better, to make the food better to eat, get rid of the excess liquid. Even though you're squeezing it into something where there's no food in it, in other words, it's not, you don't have to echel to echel, it's mutter. But if you're doing it because you want to use the liquid, mutter so you could squeeze it into a food because then it's echel to echel. If there's no food in the pot, even though you're planning to use the liquid for food, like we said before, but if right now the food is not there yet, it's also. Now, the Rebbe Chananel, Kol Shu Tzarech L'Memeyim is Chayiv Chatos. He holds it to Chayiv Chatos. And even in a case, I feel a circle that says, Kler Sheish Ba'ichel. The Dvorah, Hesechet Eshkel, the Kedair is Nami Yasser. And according to Rebbe Chananel, the case before we had was of squeezing the grapes into food is also aser. Imo tzeichot oichol, by grapes which are schitah deraisa, you have to be machber. And the heter of the tzeichot gedera is only by cases of schitah derabanan. So that's the chumra of the Rebbe Chananel. So at the Mishabura, Chav Gimel, Shlokas. What are Shlokas? Hano Yorak, here it's about Shlokas, Karim Shabbos, and Ishram and Bein Behem. You've cooked them before Shabbos, and they're still full of liquid. Asim Lagufan, Ritzalermer, She Sechtan, Mimashka, Hatzafa Leim, Vanilla Behem, you want to squeeze off the water, the liquid which is on the outside and it has been absorbed. Kedasak and Gufam Lachila, Levad. You just want to make the food taste better, you have no use for the liquid coming out. When you soak it in water, lettuce, so you squeeze off the water. Even though it's not, if you're discarding it, I get it. You're not even discarding it. Even though it happens to be going into the pot, but you're not trying to collect the liquid to use. It says Namalacha. However, which the standard way of using it is to use the liquid. So even though this person means Machabim, not like that, it does get a Shem Mashka coming out. So it's called Mefarik because that's what most people do it for. So if your goal is just to make the food less liquidy, etc., so that's mutter. Within the mutter, the chachilas chafei, liska lokshin mishuman aniblu behem. When they would cook it with fat. And then you have this extra fat in it. You want to squeeze out the fat, press it out, that the fat should come out. Because it's too fatty, it's mutter. The modern version of this is blotting your pizza. You know, right? You want to get rid of the extra excess oil. So if you have no use for the oil, so it's you're being sacred the gufam of the pizza, not for. And you're squeezing out the oil. So, Pashto, according to this, what we're saying over here, that's mutter. It's not called mefarik to do that. So, even though you're squeezing into a bowl, So you can't do this process, the tircha of it on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos. That's a hakam issue. So
the oil's not looked at as like on the top surface already. You're not really squeezing.
In which case, in the pizza or in the lakshan case?
Pizza.
No, I don't think so. There's, you know, depends on how hard you're pressing, but you know, you can press and you can squeeze out. There's definitely some, you know, oil which comes out as you press, but it's mutter anyway because you're saying it's not, you know, you're not doing it for the tzarach of the liquid.
Mm-hmm. Why isn't a barrier issue?
I'm sorry?
Why isn't it an issue of barrier?
So that's a fair question, you know, in other cases which we had before of so one answer is like this, like one of these like nice answers which says, because burr is only when they're detached, and over here they're attached. So what does that mean? Or it's in the Seder of the Malachas, that was 100% true. In other words, disha was the act of breaking the kernel off of its stalk, and then later on, once it's already broken off and that's mixed up with the, then you, after you would do that, you would do zora, and then it would fall down. You would get the pile gathered on the floor, and it would gather a certain amount of pebbles in it, etc. Then you would do the act of being burr, right? So burr, by definition, is always the case where that two items are separate from each other, and it's called a taruvus, and one is affecting the other. Over here, batsim is one item. You can't call it a taruvus, and that it's a whole different concept. That seems to be the lumbus behind it, but. Definitely spent some time trying to figure out how to say it the right way. I'm not sure I have reached at that point yet. Shuman is considered an oichel, not a mashka. Even though right now it's liquidy, but over betzim it's fat, so it's considered an oichel.
What, shuman?
Shuman.
Shuman.
That's what. It, yeah. Sechak kara. Fine. Sorry. Lesechak there. Chavzayin. Lagar meyashkel the mutter v'chanabas eftalit. So, if you want to use the liquid, not necessarily as a mashka, you want to use it as an ingredient in cooking. But so if you squeeze it into the pot to use it as an ingredient, and the pot has food in it, it's mutter. Sheish ba'oichel, who had in the sechah, murius, tavi meichel, v'secha mashkin osir. So murius was like if a fish fat, so it's liquidy, but it's considered a food. So it's going into an oichel. But if you squeeze it into a mashka, as we said before, you can't squeeze it into a mashka, that would be a problem. It becomes a mashka, and then you have a problem. Okay. So, but if it's going to be, there's no food in the pot, it's usur.
Why?
We said if you want to use the liquid, you're squeezing into an empty pot. So it's osur because you want to use a liquid, so it gets a shem mashka, and you're doing it in a way that didn't go straight. Did not go straight. It's an oichel. Malgav the sharp peiris mutar liskud afilu mimehim. So we're not differentiating between the types of peiris. Kloshim and shlokas, different things. They weren't on our list before. We had zeisun novim. We had tuzim rimoinim, and they're everything else. Well, this is everything else. So you're allowed to squeeze everything else from its natural liquid. Right? So why is this worse? Even if you plan to use the liquid, it's mutter. Rechonabas of olive. So Jerusalem says an important. So Shani Hosim She'ein She'im Mashka Alme Peris V'havi Kamafer Eichel Merachel. The lamas which we said before, according to the Prima Godim, is that since the Torah only gives a She'im Mashka to Zeisim Anovim, and Tusim Rimonim, which became functional like this, in the sense that you use it a lot for a liquid, so it's called a liquid when you squeeze it out. So now you're being mafred the liquid from the oichel. Mashing and Hoch, the Hoya Shay Mashka love, we cut him Shinifla. Mashach by Shay. But if you're over there, if you plant the, if it goes straight into an oichel,
even if not into an
oichel, sorry, it's not considered a, it never got a shem mashka because these are things that not nechshav as a mashka. But over here, it went in as water. So the question is, does the water get, which gets absorbed into the cucumber while you're brining your cucumber into a pickle, is that water remain water? If it is, what's coming, you're squeezing out of them, is water. So you, that you're squeezing out a mashka. You mean this mashka is now mechubra, as it were, in the oichel, and you're breaking it out of the oichel. But what it is water. Over there, so that it, all it was is meperis. Meperis are not considered a mashka, so it's oichel and oichel. So there's no dosh. Over here, it's a mashka and oichel. But over here, the hoya shem mashka lo mekuherim shenif lo, the harashai pashem skita. So the end of the day does not reach the criteria of being equivalent to Zesim and Anovin. Then Rabbi Nochanel said that no. Rabbi Nochanel, Mishnei Devarim, Polagot Derishan, he argues in 2 points. Al Shilay, the circle of Mameyam Chayim, a field of Kabashim Mishlokas. Squeezing Pasha Mishlok is, hey, guess what comes out is a mashka. So that's considered a mashka came out of an oichel, and that's the malacha of the raisa. Beis, the cholechel, the sarachel, the meyim, the oilem chayiv, filkish the sarachel, the sarachel oichel. There's no heter of the sarachel oichel. Malba Gav, the cholechel, the pliegi, how is that? Inler Ben Chanan is saying an opinion which everybody disagrees with. Tzir, the humashka, bo, the oichel, ke oichel dami. They don't hold this chumra. Even though the Ikra Pesach is that squeezing out from here into an oichel is mutter because it's going into an oichel and it's like oichel to oichel. But he mentioned the Rebbe Chananel. You should know that there is such a sheet out there, and it's appropriate to be machmer. I guess so. Say when possible. Machmer to the bracha, commercial kosher b'shubas rosh, shubas yes. That's what we're adding now with the Rebbe Chananel, and there's a welcome to be machmer. Can I get that sheet?
In this particular case, or in any ochel, tofofo.
So in Chananel, according to him, it's. He's also going to argue by the case of the Schitas Eshkol, like the Ramo said. But the war of Sechit Eshkol of Kedair is not Miyos. Even though it's going into a pot, there's food in it. And we for Soysim, Dabra Poshit, that Eshkol into the pot of food is Mutter. Now he's saying, but the Maestro, there is a Machmer. Hakadera. The Kadera means over there a pot full of food. Zak the Bir Allah the Ren Khanano. Ainishaburash accept the Khola Pascan Pligi al the Ren Khanano. That everybody argues. Hana within a shani lean mashbalochal. They're arguing on the second point. That a mashbalochal is whether it's considered like an oichal or not. Okay. Other reason Shaloi, the poisit the kwash mashlokh is yeshiv khatis kish skotam me. And that which is machmer as a vite, the same kwash mashlokh is called skita der aisa. And that point, he's not by himself. Yeshaba khar rishadim the silukal say. And there are multiple rishadim which agree with that point that skita's kwash mashlokh is der aisa. He says, the rash were kechers, ruah reyim. With having the poskel kribben yerd reichen on the kaimel law and kavaseg and like a rabbi Shmuel the server kavash mshlokas because chotzen memem chayiv. Okay. Okay. Suck the machaber. Kes. Secha dagla tziroi, didaka secha kvasha mashlokas mameyim. So squeezing out from a fish, the tzir, which is like the liquid inside the fish, that functions like an oichel. So it's not. It's not a mashka, right? But if it's boiled oichel, if you're squeezing it to use the mayim, so we are going to have this issue where it's also the rabbanon or tzachiv katas. He's squeezing out to get the tzir, the liquid inside the fish, because the person needs it. Talking about it wasn't its own natural juice, but other liquid, it was sort of a liquid. The karakhtav daimak seichet shlokas to the mame of the asur, b'chanal. Abtir yotze b'gufay, daimak the seichet shakla peres, the mame of the mutter, b'chanal b'sefal. So if you're using the natural liquid of the fish, that's the same thing as squeezing out your... I take my quince and I squeeze it out. It's mutter, so I can squeeze out the fish also. Here we're talking about water getting absorbed into the fish, and in the process of processing it, it absorbed liquid. So that liquid has a din of a mashka, like we said before, because it was a mashka before it started. So now you're taking the mashka out of an oichel. That's a problem of seichel. Okay. Specific tests, you don't have to deal with the ice snow issues. Okay. Shall we borrow Amar Naskin and some? You can't chop them up. The Haino is the Shabram, the Chatech is Dakas, Keshizubu Amim. If you want to chop up the small pieces, by doing so, it'll melt the certain amounts. The small pieces, they melt much more quickly. And you'll get liquid, and then you can use the liquid. So that you can't do. I would listen to the sefakesha yayin or yishel or mayin behemim of mail. If you can put an ice cube into your cup, and it will melt in itself. If you can put snow in there also, it'll melt in itself. That's not a problem. If you put it in a way where the sun can reach it, or the fire, if it can't reach out, so let us burn. So it's mutter to do that. Sichat Lama Bein. Lichtiv Dakas. Avlish Brachaticha Memenu Shori. So you can't. If I want to use it, it's a place where they put. So the case we said for you can't cut it up into small pieces. That you can't do. But you can break up a piece. It's more difficult. You zoom across my mind, even though that's going to cause a little bit of water to flow. As you chop away, it's going to melt some of the snow. That's what the Lord is coming. It's in his coming. Right, shadow libud, and that water goes to libud. So the problem here is it's like a me'ain of the malacha of seichet, because you're squeezing out the liquid from the ice cube. You know, it's not of the rice that you did. So that's the whole thing. So we can have, if it's halach liibud, he's not mekaven for it. The pashas are bottom it, and it's halach liibud, so it's less of an issue. Fine. Meimov, you want to break it in order that the water should flow. The Dabin the Malacha, the Chazal said, it looks like you're being buried Mayim. Shabari Mayim, halalu, asir and bottom. That's the Rashi learns, I call correctly.
Mayim, Borei Mayim?
Borei Mayim, Rashi. Right, it's Rashi.
Right.
The Rambam says that the problem over here is not the problem with squeezing the snow. I mean, you can't really compare this to the malacha of Mefarik. You can't say, well, the snow which stayed behind is the oichel. And the liquid, which you, the part of which you melted, is like a mashka. And the words don't make, that's not fair. The words aren't fair. There's no difference in the two of them. So that's the problem. The problem is, if a person sees that you can squeeze these things out, he might go and squeeze out peiris, which are in the mashkin, which that'll be a problem of circuit. Why is it mutter? If you just want to put in the cup, love him, I see a dime, Lloyd goes away. The issue is, I feel the rasik be a dime of sefer kais. Some take it a step further. They said, not only can you put it into the kais, you can even chop it up once it's in the kais. Because the time the kibbutz is Arab, be marshim, sefer kais, and a man, Lloyd goes away. Since it's immediately as it comes out, it mixes with the liquid which is already there in the cup. So that's good enough. So that's the issue there. If you put the chamer in Madura, nifshu mutar. If it melts on its own, it's mutar to use the liquid. Let us say you can use the water. Who had in the mutar lechachila? Taniach kimish and meila honey mutar. You can put it in the lechachila to melt. As long as it won't reach, yeah, it's a lettuce boy. Kodesh has a kais. Well, that's a ramo. It's a mission. It's a time. It's a time. It's a time. There's another problem. Even though it's nimuch me'elav, it's also because of the noilad. So there's one issue of being noilad mayim. So I'm squeezing the ice. I'm making water. I'm being noilad mayim. Then you can't. What about a case where the mayim was noilad? So now you have a new question. Is that a problem of muksa? It wasn't here at the beginning of Shabbos. At the beginning of Shabbos, it was something else. You've created a new entity which wasn't here, and this new entity is muksa, because it wasn't muksa from the beginning. Muksa is muksa. Prior to Shabbos, this thing was already designated for usage. Well, it couldn't be because it wasn't here yet. Well, it didn't exist. It didn't exist. So that's what they hold. So why have to be worried about that in the case you put the ice cube into the liquid? Because that happens as it comes out. It's bottle in the part which is mutter.
So what? So what does that mean? That's a problem because you're.
No, he's saying it's mutter. It's saying the case over here is this Yeshemra holds that even if I don't actively. Reading the Shulchan Aruch, the only case which is also is the case where the person is actively trying to generate water. Is he saying that the Yesh Rachmir which says, so be a diet. So I put it in the Kama, or I put it in the Madura, and it melts, I'm allowed to use the water. So I'm saying that, and then he says, you're allowed to put it in the Chachila. I can use the water, I can even make, put it in to make the water. But the problem is, that's what the Mor is saying. That even with nimuch me'alav, which you don't have a problem being, you don't have a problem if you are being moiled, you have a problem that it is a noilad. So why over there we're worried about noilad? Over there, the case was a very specific case that it immediately mixed with the woman.
Where did it
Yud, mutter the shaber karekre litol mayim mitach. I want to break through the ice to get the water underneath. I'm allowed to do that. So now here I'm breaking ice. That meshubur l'mavav the shaber karek. The shir is the karek ena malacha klal. It's not malacha. There also berisa elin who is the kesh yisubu meimov. Mashengim is that. If his goal is that it's made into a liquid, a liquid now can flow and be used. So that looks like. Squeezing pears and getting liquid. Over here, he's chopping a block of ice out of the ground and then using the water underneath, not using the ice to make water. Okay.
Um.
Even though you're actively doing it, you're not doing it for the purpose of getting the water. Because I'm going to run the menorah, there's no problem. But the mice, it's on the ground. Right now you have a piece of ice on the ground, that's like an extension of the ground. Now you're doing brand new as you're cutting this hole. This whole idea that chopping up, I mean, I don't chop up water, the binyan, because I went in and made a hole. I take it out. I have a sorcerer because I made right. There's not a hole in it anymore. Like, you know, you put your hand in the water, like you made a hole, right? Like, obviously that's not being a mystere. So if you're telling me that that's in this ice or snow is really just it's just water. So the katzbinim mystere doesn't make any sense. So Shabbos is the hakel. Okay. You can't actively melt it, so you wash your hands with water which has some snow or ice floating in it. Vimito, the person did wash with that. But you have to be careful not to do risuk. So if you're going to be washing, as you're washing, you're putting hands together, you rub the piece of, you crush the piece of snow, so your hand's going to melt it. That's called you're making it. Says, why don't your hands wash your hand? Just don't squeeze the pieces of ice. Minastama, you say, you know what, not worth getting involved. But if you want to, you could. Just be careful.
I mean, minastama, it's not worth getting involved.
We're arguing over here that the kafil, you should not be not to yadayim, the mayim which has shelag or bor. Right? In the shelag or bor, there is floating on there pieces of ice. You wash your hands with this very cold water full of ice, and meanwhile, as it touches your hands, you have because your hands are warm, and they're melting some of that. Excuse me. Right? That would be the chashash. So it says, if you're going to be, shouldn't it not be noital? If you're going to be noital, you should be careful not to squeeze it together, etc. Now the Mishnah Berurah is saying that this is a gzeri, you shouldn't be nuts because you might come to risuk. So he says, no, you're allowed to be nuts, just be careful, don't come to risuk. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Shittim is saying. Yud Beis Yeshiz Arshal Adi Yisav Shif Yadu B'Melech. Lamed Zayin. No, we did that. Lamed Ches B'Melech. So you can't rub your hands together with salt. The guy was that there is a certain amount of liquid which is absorbed as you warm it up, it flows out, and you can't do that. So that's only with just salt by itself. You're allowed to add salt to the water. A filu harbe, even if it's a large amount of water, then once the case where you had what was the case over there? I'm confused over here. rubbing it in the salt, you create water. But that can melt the water to the salt by itself. You can add salt to the water, a filu harbi, even if it's a lot, then once that part of the has melted, you can use that for this dime. You can't make it too strong. That goes under this for making the strong brining element.
So shnei shlishi would be too strong, but less than that would be.
Normally, the assumption is one third is the heter.
One third salt.
Up to one third salt.
Up to.
Okay, salt is here.
What about up to one third salt?
Sorry, I'm tired. Read this out in multiple ways. It's all true.
We got to do Yud Gimel. Salt. What are you trying to accomplish is rubbing your hand in salt? Or does that add? You're not trying to accomplish anything?
I don't really know.